Amalgamated presents. A Peter Rogers production. Carry on, Cleo. Starring Sydney James, Kenneth Williams, Kenneth Connor, Charles Hawtrey, Joan Sims, Jim Dale, and Amanda Barry. With Victor Madden, Sheila Hancock, Francis DeWolf, Brian Oulton, Julie Stevens, John Pertwee, Michael Ward, and Tom Clegg. Original screenplay by Talbot Rothwell, from an original idea by William Shakespeare. Music composed and conducted by Eric Rogers. Produced by Peter Rogers. Directed by Gerald Thomas. Whilst the characters and events in this story are based on actual characters and events, certain liberties have been taken with Cleopatra. Cleopatra's bathing in milk.
This is Cleopatra, the fabulous Queen of the Nile, whose only resemblance to an iceberg is that no more than one-tenth of her is visible, while nine-tenths, the better part of her, is beneath the surface. Fate has decreed that the mighty leader of the Roman Empire and Cleopatra should be flung together into the melting pot of history.
The Roman soldier slips into a bath.
And this is the ancient British settlement of Cochium in Cornovii, where lived the inventor of the device that has brought to generations of beautiful girls the healthy exercise known as having to walk home. As he worked at his wheels, the simple Briton Hengist Pod would listen to his wife telling him what he should do with them.
Wheels, wheels, wheels. That's all you ever think about. Doesn't matter about me, oh no. Never mind about taking me out for a bit of fun sometimes. It's all very well you're sitting there making perishing wheels all day long, but what about me? What sort of life do you think it is for me? Nothing but the same dreary old round day in, day out, stuck in this miserable hovel with nobody to speak to all the time while you go your own sweet way.
Scraping and screwing.
Scraping and screwing, trying to make ends meet, trying to keep a roof over my head with precious little help from you.
Fingers to the bone?
Working my fingers to the bone, washing and scrubbing and clearing up after you.
Hot ash pit.
Slaving away over a hot ash pit, morning, noon and night. Cooking meals that nobody appreciates. And for what?
Insults and ingratitude.
Insults and ingratitude, that's what. That's all I get in return for my trouble. I've given you the best years of my life, Hengist Pod, and do you care?
Not a jot.
Not a jot, you don't. For all you care, I may as well not be here. Well, my mother warned me. I can't say she didn't. You'll never get anywhere with him, she said. He's a dreamer, she said. And she was right. Poor mother. I'm glad she's not here to see this.
And I'm glad she's not here as well, that silly old blitz.
What did you say?
Is the tea ready?
Ow!
A fresh-faced young man wearing a tunic of hide chisels out a window in the rock, then goes over to Hengist.
Good day to you.
Oh, hello.
I'm your new neighbour. I've just moved into the next cave.
Oh, yes. Oh, we were going to take that one once, but we didn't like the idea of the constant running water.
Oh, isn't it an advantage?
Well, not when it's running through the roof.
Excuse me, but I was just admiring that thing you're making. Oh. It's very good.
Thank you.
What is it?
Oh, it's a wheel. Yes, it's for going on a cart.
Oh, where I come from, they have things to go on carts, but, well, they're sort of round, like that.
Oh, yes. I know all about those. But the trouble with them is, you see, that if you stop on a hill, they start to roll backwards. Uh-huh. Now, this one won't, you see.
Ah, but will it roll forwards?
Well, obviously, of course. I mean, if it can't roll backwards, there's only one way left for it to go, isn't there?
And another thing, if you think you're going to get away with... Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't know we had company.
This is our next-door neighbour, dear. Mr,
Horser, son of Ethelred.
Oh, not Ethelred, the unready.
Oh, no. No, my dad was always ready, so my mum said.
How do you do, Mr. Horser? Oh, please excuse the way I look, but I haven't had chance to put on a lick of wound this morning.
Not at all. You look lovely.
My name's Pod, Hengist Pod. This is my wife, Senna.
Senna? Oh, that's a pretty...
Pretty what?
Pretty name.
It was, till I married somebody called Pod.
Well... Must excuse my wife, she's not quite herself. Poor old mother was eaten by a brontosaurus a few days ago.
Oh, that was too bad.
Yes, you're right. Brontosaurus died within the hour.
How much do you want for your wheel?
Oh, I don't know. I've never saw one before. People don't like new ideas, you know.
I'll have it.
What, just the one? Well, what good would that be?
I'll show you.
Yeah.
The wheel's actually a square.
Hey, hey, what are you doing? Look, they support the rim. It'll be no good without them.
Watch.
Wait.
At the window.
There we are. Makes a perfect frame.
Oh, so it does, yes. But what's that square opening in the middle for?
Oh, it's just an idea I had for letting in more light. I thought I'd call it a window.
Oh, window. Oh, we can call that a window rim.
Yeah. What about window frame?
Oh, well, if you like, it's all the same.
And so the good people of Cockyam went about their very simple business, blissfully unaware that only a few miles north of them, the ground was shaking to the inexorable tread of Julius Caesar's conquering soldiers.
Sinister Dexter! Sinister Dexter! Sinister Dexter!
Their leader was Mark Antony, Julius Caesar's greatest friend.
What a country!
A figure to strike awe into the hearts of men and women, for two different reasons.
He puts on his helmet, and it's full of rainwater.
Meanwhile, still blissfully unaware of the approach of the Roman legions, the simple people of Cockyam continued with their very simple lives.
There's no prettier sight than a young couple courting.
It makes you feel you want to get your club out and have a bash yourself.
Was it like that with you and Senna?
Sort of, except that she had the club.
You know, I had my eye on a mate in Bristol. Gloria, her name was. Beautiful. Lovely, long, strong hair.
Yeah.
Cool, I could have dragged that girl anywhere.
Well, why didn't you?
Well, the damn Romans invaded her settlement. She was never seen again.
Ooh, those rotten Romans. If ever they come here, I'll...
The Romans are coming!
I'll be off.
No, Hengist. Long running will do you no good. Where are they?
They're just coming over the hill. Thousands of them.
Ooh. Right, arm yourselves, men, and get your women and children away to the hills. Well, go on, move!
Do you mean to say we're going to fight them?
Well, if we can just hold them up till we get word to Boadicea and her army, there's a chance. Hengst, can you run?
This is what I wanted to do.
Right, look, she's come to Carlisle. You'll have to go like the devil.
I'll take Senna.
Never mind about your wife.
Oh, that's not my wife. It's my two-wheeler. I named it after her.
Well, all right, but be quick.
All right, you can depend on me.
Mark Antony and his men reach the top of a hill. He raises his hand, and the men behind him come to a halt.
Egan! Egan! Terminus!
What's that settlement down there?
We call it Cockyam in Cornovii, General.
What a mouthful. They deserve to be done with a name like that.
We could do with a few captives, General. They fetched 20 sesterces a time back home.
Yes, well, it'd be silly going back empty-handed, wouldn't it? Right, order the attack.
Legion! Inquisitors!
Horsa and the other villagers are trying to fight back the Romans outside the caves. Horsa swings wildly with his club, but is soon surrounded by Roman legionnaires. He's overpowered, then dragged along to a waiting cart. As he's bundled into the bag, the cart driver turns to Mark Antony's subordinate.
It's hard work catching these damn Britons.
All right, on your way.
But don't give up hope, men. Remember, Hengist is on his way to our army.
Making small kangaroo hops, Hengist is struggling to ride his square-wheeled bicycle along a path. He crashes into a stone route marker for Carlisle and smashes the front wheel to bits. The cart containing the British prisoners approaches.
Oh, God! Oh, God!
Come on! Come on! Come on! Pull him along there! Whoa, boy!
Excuse me. Oh, any chance of a lift?
Yes, mate. Up in.
Well, thank you very much. How far are you going?
Just to Rome.
Oh, I see. Well, if you wouldn't mind dropping me off at Carlisle, our army's there and I've got to get help, you see. The Romans are attacking our settlement.
You don't say.
Yeah.
In that case, come on.
Oh, thank you.
The cart driver clamps a shackle on Hengist's ankle.
Oh, yeah. Well, what are the chains for?
Just to stop you falling out of the cart, mate.
Well, thank you very much. It's very thoughtful of you.
Pleasure's mine.
Oh, you seem to be rather full up. I suppose I'd better wait for the next one.
Oh, no, you don't. Get in there.
Hello.
Oh, you silly pod.
Enthroned in his lush headquarters, mighty Caesar sniffed the sweet smell of success and eucalyptus.
Caesar's bathing his feet in a bowl of water.
Oh, I do feel queer.
He was closely guarded, as always, by the champion gladiator of Rome and captain of the Praetorian Guard, the noble Bilius.
I beg your pardon, sir?
Oh, it's not your fault, Bilius. It's this wretched country. I haven't been right since we landed. It's the water, you know. It's making very irregular soldiers of us all. Oh, I've never known such a cold, damp, depressing place. Oh, even their laurels have wilted. When I left Rome, they were positively rigid.
Here, my lord, I've prepared this for your illness.
Oh, yes, dear. What is it?
It's an old British medicament, my lord, made of mustard seed, brewed up with bat's ears, seaweed, and the intestines of pregnant lizards.
Charming. To be taken externally, I trust.
Oh, yes, my lord. You just add a little to your foot bath, like this.
The buxom wench pours the yellow liquid into the foot bath.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, it's very good. A pretty little thing. Where did we capture her?
At the settlement they call Bristol, sir.
Oh, yes, I might have guessed. And what is your name, dear?
They call me Gloria, my lord.
You must remind me to take her back to Rome with me. I'd like to give my wife something useful for a change.
Useful, sir? To her?
Well, fair's fair. The last thing she gave me was a bottle of perfume.
That sounds like one of our legions returning, sir.
Our army from the south, sir, with Mark Antony at their head.
Oh, good, my friend.
Hail, Mark Antony!
Hail, snow, sleet, thunder, lightning, the lot. Julius in? I see he is. It's all right for some people. Well, I'm busy trying to wage a war. He's busy trying to make a peace.
Mark Antony, sir.
Julie!
Tony!
Hello, I've caught you with your toga up.
I was just soaking my feet. They're so cold, I can't seem to get them warm.
Well, you've been wearing these open-toed sandals again.
No, it's not that. It's this filthy disease I've caught. It's some local thing. It's called a stinking cold.
Oh, yeah, well, never mind. Go on, carry on. Don't mind me. Get him in again.
Thank you.
How's that, all right?
Oh, much better. And how goes the conquest of Britain?
You know something? I just don't get these Britons at all. Huh? Every time we get a decent punch-up started, some geezer behind their line shouts, "Tee up!" And they all disappear.
Tee up. Oh, very odd. It must be one of these strange gods they worship. Like this other one they're always talking about, Crumpet.
What's that again?
Crumpet. I don't understand it at all.
No. You know something? I don't think they want to be conquered.
I know what you mean. Apathetic.
That's the word. No, we didn't have any trouble in Spain and Gaul. We slayed them there.
I don't know why we bother with this lot. Look at these lovely straight roads I built for them. They don't even bother to use them. They don't even bother.
Same with the baths. I tell you, this country is a dead loss.
Always so cold and damp. You wouldn't think it. This is supposed to be the season of the golden breezes.
More like the season of the brazen monkeys.
Excuse me, sir, but a messenger is without.
I'm not surprised. If we stay here much longer, we'll all be without. All right, send him in.
Enter.
Hail, Caesar, hail.
Oh, hail, my corn.
Hail.
All right, we don't want all that. What is it?
Mighty Caesar, I have come hot foot from Rome. I bring an important message from your esteemed father-in-law, Seneca.
Oh, I wish he'd use a lighter notepaper.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, my lord. I really didn't mean...
Get out, you great steaming nit. Go on, off it. Go on, Julie, sit down.
Oh,
go on, boy.
Thank you. What does the old fool say?
Hang on. He starts off, "Beware the Ides of March." Oh. What's that mean?
Don't ask me. He's always making some silly prediction. Last time it was, "Beware the nuts in May."
He's a nut if ever I saw one. Hello. This doesn't sound so good. There is news from Egypt that Ptolemy is trying to usurp Cleopatra.
Trying to do what with her?
Usurp her.
Sounds positively revolting. Who is this Cleopatra?
That bird that rules Egypt. I think she could cause us a lot of trouble.
Don't they all?
Hey, listen. Listen to this. The Senate demands immediate action. And there is a movement afoot to make Brutus emperor in your absence.
That plotter Brutus. He has always had his eye on the emperor's throne. You won't let them take it away from me, will you, Tony?
Julie.
You won't
Julie,
let them take
Julie,
it away.
Julie, I'm your friend.
Oh, you're my friend.
I think we ought to get back to Rome right away.
Good idea. And if anyone but me is going to be emperor, I'd like it to be you.
I'll drink to that.
Antony takes a sip of Gloria's potion, then spits it out. Now, Rome.
2 months later, after an absence of 3 years, Caesar made a triumphant return to Rome. Well, not completely triumphant, perhaps. Let's just say he had a small majority.
One banner reads "Down with Caesar," whilst the other reads "Up Caesar." Caesar's helped down from his chariot. As he approaches the palace steps with Mark Antony, the crowd boo him.
I don't like the look of this mob. I think you better give him a bit of the old flannel.
Oh, yes, I've got my flannel ones on.
No, no. Make a speech. Win them over.
Oh, well, if you think so.
Yes, go on.
Friends! Romans!
Countrymen.
I know!
Well, get on with it, then.
I have been away from you now for 3 years.
And it don't seem a day too long.
During that time, friends, I have taken Spain. I have taken Gaul. I have taken Germanica. What would you have me take next?
A running jump.
I want to thank you for this wonderful welcome. Every time I return from an expedition, I am struck.
He's pelted with vegetables.
Have you forgotten what I've done for you? I've given you an empire. I've given you prosperity. What about all my reforms? I've cleaned up this city. Have you forgotten my slogan? Nihil expectore in omnibus. No spitting on the public transport.
That does it. Get inside.
It's a disgrace.
I'll do him one of these days.
Charming. What a welcome for a great emperor. How sickening on the steps of my own palace, too. Oh, Plato, great and learned scholar, that you should see me thus covered in stains. Oh, where is everybody? Where's Seneca? Where's Calpurnia? They're usually here to greet me.
Now, don't be silly, dear. Just take it in your hand. It won't bite. That's it. Now, dip it in the ink.
Seneca, what are you doing?
Eh? Oh, hello. I was just teaching her to write. Why?
You might have been there to welcome me home.
Oh, have you been out then?
Out? I've only been to Spain, Germany, Britain.
Oh, yes, of course you have. I forgot.
Where is Calpurnia?
At a toilet. Oh.
Where?
In a bath.
Oh, well, that's all right then. You, Calpurnia, sweetheart, it's me, dear. I'm back.
And about time, too. And where, may I ask, have you been for the past 3 years?
Oh, don't be like that, dear. You know perfectly well where I've been.
Where?
I've been conquering.
Conquering, you call it? Gallivanting around Europe, enjoying yourself, more like.
No, it was a purely business trip.
Hannibal used to take his wife with him on his business trips.
Oh, well, it was different for him. He had all those elephants to help him. And anyway, it would have been no fun for you. All that eternal fighting.
Oh, since when have you done any fighting?
No, I meant if you'd come along too, dear.
I know you, Julius Caesar. You'd do anything rather than stay at home with me. Well, you won't be here much longer for me to worry about.
What do you mean by that?
Seneca says there's a bird of ill omen about.
Oh, yes, I've just seen him with her in the library.
Ah, your days are numbered. Beware the Ides of March.
Oh, shut up, you silly old faggot.
Don't you dare speak to my daddy like that.
Well, it gets on your nerves. I'm sorry, dear, but I'm fed up with listening to all his visions and omens and stuff.
Seneca is well known throughout Rome as a truly great sage.
Yes, and I know my onions.
I wish you'd been in Britain. They know what to do with sage and onions there.
Later, Calpurnia's in her boudoir.
Oh, my dear, you've no idea how much I've missed you. 3 years is a long time to go without.
Without what?
Without the company of a beautiful wife.
What about all those women abroad?
There weren't any. They don't have them abroad, you know. They're a very bashful people there.
Really, Julius?
Really, darling.
Sorry to bother you, sir, but what do you want done with your woman here?
What is that?
It's just a little thing I picked up in Britain. It's for you.
I don't want any of your pickups.
I'll have her.
No, you won't, you dirty old sage.
Oh, Daddy, take me away from this monster.
Monster?
How dare he insult me by offering me this?
I quite agree, daughter. She's no use to you. But don't you worry. I'll think of something to do with her.
But I've other gifts for you, dear. I've onions from Spain.
I've got some Spanish onions.
Cheeses from Holland.
I've got some Dutch cheeses.
And stones from far off Gaul.
She's got gallstones and all.
I've no idea.
Well, this is a fine homecoming, I must say.
Boy! They haven't even warmed the seat.
By now, the captives from Britain had arrived in Rome. Herded together in their little room, they were learning to their dismay that this was one emergency in which nothing happened if you pulled your chain.
Yeah, all right. Look, if you don't want the goods, stop messing them about.
Yeah, well, look, I'll tell you the truth, General. There's very little demand for this British stuff nowadays. They don't make them like they used to, you know.
Yeah, all right, look here, Marcus.
No, I'm Spencius. It's my brother what's Marcus. Yeah, we're in partnership now, you know. Marcus and Spencius. It's my card.
Yeah, all right, Spencius. Now, look, you know me. Did I ever bring you any rubbish? I only bring you the best. You know that. Look at them. All solid bone and muscle.
Bone and muscle I've got plenty of. It's brains what people want nowadays.
They've got brains. Artisans, every one of them. Here, you. What did you do in Britain?
I was a wheel maker.
See that? He makes wheels.
Square ones.
Square. Never mind him. Here, you. What did you do?
I was a hunter.
Hunter?
A hunter. Now, what about that then? A hunter. What did you hunt?
Romans.
A fat lot of help you are.
Look, General, I'll tell you what I'll do with you. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you 150 sesterces for the lot.
150 sesterces? Do me a favour.
Yeah, do us a favour.
You keep out of this. All right. 200 and they're yours.
160, not a sesterce more.
160? What a liberty. That's daylight robbery. How can you stand there and...
A beautiful slave girl.
All right, 160. Providing you throw her in.
Oh?
Yes.
You don't want no more slaves, General? You've got plenty.
For working, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, she's worth 40 sesterces to me, you know. She's a very good worker. She can cook, make clothes, wash, scrub.
That's fine. I could use a good scrubber.
All right, it's a deal.
You're a good lad. Put my mark on her, send her round to my villa.
Free delivery once yet.
And while all this was going on, Brutus was in the Senate indulging in the grand old Roman game of mixing it.
And I warn you, members of the Senate, if we allow Caesar to go on like this, the Roman Empire's finished. Yeah. Already, gentlemen, we are in a decline, and I don't have to remind you what that leads to. A fall. Oh.
I'm so sorry. Did I interrupt something?
Hail, Caesar.
Oh, likewise, I'm sure.
I must warn you, Julius, there is unrest in the Senate. There have been rumblings.
No, it's all that spaghetti they eat, you know.
Rumblings against you. They are concerned about affairs in the East, Ptolemy and Cleopatra.
Are they having an affair?
Oh, do tell. Fighting for the throne of Egypt. If one of them can muster an army, it should be hard for Rome.
Oh, they don't want to worry about that.
Exactly. I've done my best to reassure them. But perhaps a word from you?
Of course. I'll give them a speech. Friends! Romans!
Countrymen?
I know. I have been away from you now for 3 years. But now, I am back! Boo!
How am I doing? They're right behind you.
I thought so. With regard to the situation in Egypt, I will tell you this. If Cleopatra and this other upstart...
Ptolemy.
I am telling you. If these upstarts should prove a threat to the Roman Empire, I will not hesitate. Notwithstanding anything to the contrary, to take steps... Now to give serious consideration to the action to be taken in the event of events happening notwithstanding anything to the contrary. Please show your approval in the usual manner. You've never had it so good!
In a cell, Hengist and Horsa smile as the beautiful slave girl is pushed next to them.
Supermarket, isn't it?
Look at her.
Him?
Aye. What does that mean?
Mark Antony, she's his.
sir. Citizens, today is your lucky day. Now, it just so happens that I have been able to procure, at enormous expense, a limited number of very top-quality Britons, all fresh in today. No rubbish.
All right, you. Come on.
Where to?
They're going up for auction.
Think of that. Me being knocked down.
It's better than being knocked up.
Come on.
Wait a minute, Martin.
Oh, come, inspectors. Go on.
Right. How about that, then, ladies? Isn't that a magnificent specimen? Whoa. If that is not a very handy little thing to have about the house, my name's not Spencius. Right now, what am I bid?
10. 15. 20. 25. 30. 40.
41. Des, I'll pay you back.
All done at 40?
No.
Right. Sold to the lady in the green schmatter. What's your name, darling?
Willa Claudia.
Willa Claudia. Mark him up, will you?
Willa Claudia. WC?
Oh, no. WC.
What happened?
Horsa now has a WC brand.
Very funny. Very funny.
Hey, do you know what? I think they're making a convenience of you.
The jailer unshackles him.
Don't you worry about him. He's doing all right. He's been bought by a woman.
What's the benefit in being bought by a woman?
What do you think?
Ooh. Right, leave me to him.
Hengist bundled onto the stage.
All right, then, citizens. Here is another of our special offers. Now then, what am I bid for this?
For this,
For this?
One at a time, please, ladies.
Right. Now, come on. Who's going to start the ball rolling, then? Did I hear 5 sesterces?
No, I didn't. Don't worry. They're just overawed at the moment.
Get out of it. Right, who'll say 3 sesterces? 2?
1.
Now, look here, citizens. I'll tell you what I'll do. With this special offer here, I will throw in this beautiful plaster cast of the goddess Aphrodite, absolutely free, gratis and for nothing. Yeah. Right, no sale. Mark him up for the usual.
The jailer picks up a hot branding iron.
How did you get on?
I don't know. I just stamped me with a little lion. Look.
That means you'll be going to the lions, mate.
Oh, well, I hope they're a nice family.
You'll find out.
Hengist... what he means is you're to be thrown to the lions in the arena.
Oh, those lions. No!
Hengist! Well, it's quick anyway. The old head in the mouth, quick stab of the old jaws, and it's all over.
That's all very well. But how am I going to get his head in my mouth?
Well, what about me, eh? Do you fancy being lumbered for the rest of your life as the pampered pet of an old Roman bag?
Quite frankly, yes.
Well, I can't face it. Oh, come on, Hengist, let's make a break for it.
What, escape?
Well, anything's better than this. Get behind the doorway, and when the guard comes in, trip him up.
Right. All Romans are idiots.
They are absolutely...
Oh, dear.
Thank you. Not at all.
Horsa punches the jailer.
Come on. No, I'm not here to dangle tomorrow. I won't hear the start.
What a day. Pelted by the populace, sat on by the Senate, spat at by my spouse. Oh, honestly, I don't know why I bother being emperor.
Why do you?
Oh, don't be silly. What else could I do? At school, I didn't even get me X1 plus.
Well, you could be a public orator. You're quite good at that.
Public orator? Oh, no, it's an unspeakable business.
I hear some slaves escaped from the market today.
Oh, that's all I needed. What have I done to deserve all this? Have I displeased the gods in some manner? Oh, dark, invidious muse that blights my life. Come, show your fearful, haggish face.
Yes?
Oh, not you. What do you want?
Well, I thought you'd like to know. There's another strike on.
Not another one. Who is it this time?
The eunuchs.
The eunuchs? For heaven's sake, what are they striking for?
They're complaining about loss of assets.
Help us.
Hail, Anthony.
I want to see the boss.
Mark Anthony, sir.
Ah, oh, good. At last we'll hear something cheerful for a change. My friend.
You're right in it this time.
Oh, no. What's happened now?
We've just had news from Egypt. Ptolemy has mustered an army and is marching on Alexandria.
Oh, what about Cleopatra? Is she mustered?
Well, I have heard a couple of stories.
No, I mean, has she mustered an army?
Oh, yes, I believe she has. But we've got to do something about that lot, I'm telling you.
But what do we do? Do we support Ptolemy and defeat Cleopatra, or vice versa?
Well, if you're bringing vice into it, I prefer Cleopatra.
Oh, if only we knew what was happening out there.
Hi there.
What on earth's going on?
It's Daddy. He's having one of his visions.
Good. Now perhaps he'll be able to tell us something.
Anthony lays the convulsing Seneca down on a bed. He comes too.
Oh, hello.
Well, did you see anything?
Oh, yes, and it was lovely. There was this room, see, and it was filled with lovely girls all lying about in things you could see right through.
Daddy, dear, you've been eating cheese again.
Daughter, darling, no, I haven't. And then Caesar came in and there was a lot of soldiers.
Yes, well, what happened to me?
Oh, I don't remember that. I was busy looking at the girls.
Oh, blimey, this is a waste of time. If you want to find out what is going to happen, you've got to consult the Vestal Virgin.
Oh, of course, the Temple of Vesta.
I say, can I come too?
Certainly not.
Oh, I thought it would make a nice change.
That's one place we don't want any changes, thank you.
You might have already got some with the eunuchs on strike.
Oh, don't say that. I want them to augur something really nice for me.
We'd better hurry up. They'll soon be shouting, last augurs, please.
Oh, dead end. I can hear them coming. We're done for.
Oh, no, we're not. Come on, in here.
On the run, Horsa and Hengist hide in the Temple of Vesta. A sign on the door.
Strictly no admittance, Vestal virgins and eunuchs only.
What are we?
Well, you should know.
Roman guards are outside.
Well, they must be somewhere around.
We'll have to chance it. Look, if anyone in there asks who we are, say we're eunuchs,
eh?
Oh, yeah.
What have we got to lose?
Inside, beautiful women in white flowing robes are reclining on gold cushioned chairs. One's washing behind a screen.
We're in the ladies.
The women rush over and pull Horsa and Hengist onto the chairs. The Roman guards arrive at the door of their inner sanctum, and one goes to open it.
No, you fool! Don't you know it's immediate death for anyone who goes in there?
He goes to a curtained window.
Who within? The city guard, open up, please.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sorry to have bothered you.
It's all right. They've gone.
Thanks.
Yes. I don't know what we'd have done without you.
And I don't know what we could have done without you.
Wherever I wander, there's no place like Roma. Oh, more wine, more vino. Come along, girl. Oh, there she is. Why don't you come on in? The water's lovely.
No, thank you, my lord.
Oh, go on, girl. I'll let you play with my duck.
Anthony comes in.
Hey, Seneca. Where's Caesar?
Oh, he's gone to convulse the Vestal Virgins.
Consult?
You're quite right.
Never mind, I'll find him later.
Oh, no, you won't.
What does that mean?
That vision and those girls. That was the Vestals. And what's more, I can remember what happened.
What happened then?
He was done.
What are you talking about? He had Bilius and the guards with him. Nobody could have got near him.
Ah, that's just it. It was them who did it.
Blimus!
Mark Antony rushes out. In the temple, Horsa and Hengist are wearing robes as a disguise. Lying back on chaise long, the virgins tend to their every need, offering them wine and even buffing their nails. Hengist smiles dreamily.
Horsa?
Mm-hmm?
Don't you think it's about time we should be getting along?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, there's no point in taking unnecessary risks.
Well, no, no, of course not. Perhaps we'd better just stay here a little while longer.
Yeah. Just a couple of months or so.
Some Roman guards drop Caesar's sedan chair.
What's happening? Give me a cup of my time.
Sir.
Put it out of here.
It's a disgrace. It must be a more comfortable way to travel.
I'm sorry, sir. It was a low arch. There wasn't any warning sign.
Who holds the office of traffic commissioner?
You do, sir.
Oh, yes. Well, in future, watch where you're going. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
Good. Come in with me and stay close. I don't feel safe tonight.
You're not.
Caesar enters the temple.
Guard the door. Let no one enter.
Oh, wise daughters of the goddess Vesta, grant me an augury.
Who is it that craves the advice of the daughters of Vesta at this hour?
Tis I, Caesar, grandson of Venus and Anchises, your divine emperor.
Caesar? We shall all die for this.
Open up, I say, or must I enter?
Yes?
Oh, good evening. I wanted to ask, are you really a Vestal virgin?
Oh, no. No, I'm a eunuch.
Oh, I see. You're a what?
I'm sorry. Vestal virgins are off tonight.
Oh, my sense is deserting me. There's something funny going on here. Milius, what are you doing with your thing?
I'm sorry, sir, but for the good of Rome, you must die.
But you're my personal bodyguard and champion gladiator. I don't want to die. I may not be a very good live emperor, but I'd be a worse one dead. Treachery! Infamy! Infamy! They've all got it in for me.
Horsa leaps on Bilius, then knocks him to the floor. Another guard bursts in, but Horsa fells him too.
Hengist! Catch!
Hengist catches the sword by the blade and cuts his finger. Then he tries to jump on one of the chaise longue, but falls right through it. Meanwhile, Horsa's bravely battling the Roman guards. He kicks one in the back and stabs another in the chest. One of the guards throws a shield and knocks Hengist unconscious. Horsa and a guard exchange blows as they move into the outer temple. He flips his sword around and smacks the guard over the head with the hilt. Hengist comes too and sits up on the floor. As Antony and his men enter, Horsa hides behind a door.
Come here, quick!
When their backs are turned, Horsa scurries away. In the inner sanctum, Antony finds the dead soldiers.
Ah! More of you, eh? Right, come on!
Hengist faints into Antony's arms.
What a carve-up!
Later, Caesar's lowered onto a bed by two legionnaires. Calpurnae and Seneca approach.
Well, he can't say I didn't warn him. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Beware of the Ides of March, I said.
But it's not March, it's January.
Yes, but an idiot like him wouldn't know that.
My poor dear husband. Is he dead?
Well, it's difficult to tell. He always looks the same to me.
He looks a little one.
He looks a big one, if you ask me.
Speak to me, Julius! Speak to me!
I hear a night owl screeching.
It is I, Julius, your wife, Calpurnia.
Oh, yes. I grow weak, dear. Draw near and lend me your ear. Don't you. You'll never get it back.
Yes, Julius, dear. Did you wish to say something?
I cannot go without saying something for posterity.
No, dear, of course you cannot.
Then let our posteriors know this.
Yes, Julius.
My farewell speech. Friends, Romans.
Countrymen.
I know. My last immortal words are veni, vidi, vici. I came, I saw, I conked out.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, woe is me. Could I but tell him how sorry I am for the way I have treated him? How much I loved him.
Hello, what's going on?
The mighty and noble Caesar is no more.
Oh, shut up. They haven't even touched him. He's fainted, that's all.
You little squat!
Well, they wanted to kill me, and after all, it's the thought that counts.
Come, Daddy.
Gladly.
Oh,
but Calpurnia.
Oh. They'd have got you all right. If that slave hadn't happened to be there to slay them all.
What slay you? What say you?
It's incredible, but do you know that he beat the five top gladiators of Rome single-handed?
But where is he? I must meet this Superman.
Guard! Bring in the prisoner!
Is that him?
That's him.
Are you sure they're holding him the right way up?
When I got there, Bilius and the others were all slain, and that little runt was standing there with his sword in his hand.
He alone?
No, sir. Please, there's been a mistake, sir.
You did right there, as mate, and you made it. Let's see how you go against the lions in the arena.
Oh, no! Please, sir! I plead for mercy. I plead for my life. I plead for forgiveness.
You miserable little pleader. Take him away.
No, no, wait. What is your name, slave?
Pod, sir. Hengist Pod.
Arise, Centurion Pod.
Are you kidding? That man's a menace.
Exactly. And with him beside me, no one will dare make an attempt on my life again. You are impregnable, aren't you?
No, sir. It's just that Senna didn't want any kids just now.
Listen to me, Hengist Pod. I hereby appoint you Commander of the Praetorian Guard, Protector, Imperatore, Champion Gladiator of Rome, Honorary Member of the Senate, and Custodian of the Imperial Chambers.
What did all that mean?
That means that he has gone potty!
And that is how a simple Briton, who had never so much as hurt a prehistoric fly, became overnight the most feared and admired man in Rome. Every time he appeared in public, the crowds clamored for his autograph and souvenir.
Hengist's buried under a pile of adoring fans. When they've gone, he's left with no clothes on. He timidly steps backwards, covering his modesty with his shield.
In his task of protecting the imperial body of Caesar, Hengist proved an effective deterrent.
All those in favour? No!
Hengist unsheaths his sword.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, what was that vote again? Yes! Thank you, gentlemen, I thought that was what you said.
Yes, being Caesar's bodyguard was a full-time job. Only when night came could Hengist really relax.
Caesar climbs into bed with Calpurnia.
Good night. Good luck.
What'd you say, Julius?
Good night.
Good night.
At this time, Mark Antony was arriving at Alexandria at the head of another Roman legion. He carried with him express orders from Caesar to remove Cleopatra from the throne of Egypt and give it to Ptolemy. Some hope. It was like asking your wife to give up her mink coat because your girlfriend's sitting in a draft.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
Yeah, we want to see Cleopatra. Who are you?
I am her chief counselor, Archimedes.
In a way. All right, take us to it.
The queen is at her toilet.
Oh. Well, we're waiting.
Then I will inform Her Majesty of your arrival.
Thank you. Right, now when we see her, no messing about. She has got to go, and if she won't go quietly...
Now, look, sir, I've no stomach for this sort of thing. I've never made war on women.
Well, then it's high time you started, mate. They're a dead menace. Any time there's any kind of trouble, you can bet your bottom sesterce there's a woman behind it.
Yeah, well, I still don't like it.
Well, you're too soft. That's your trouble. Just leave it to me. I know how to handle this ambitious battle axe. She's too big for her boots. That's her trouble.
The Queen will see you now. Follow me, gentlemen.
Archimedes leads them to where Cleopatra's bathing.
In here, gentlemen, please.
All right, I'll come straight to the point, Miss Hyde. You...
Yes? Is there something I can do for you?
Go on, tell her. You know, she's getting too big for her boots.
Boots? What boots? Don't see any boots.
Caesar's orders. She's got to go.
Go?
Yeah. Gotta go.
Oh, well, goodbye.
Not me, her.
Hey? Oh, yes. Yes. Now, look, I'm very sorry, miss. But I've had my orders, madam.
Oh, don't apologize, please. I could forgive such a handsome visitor anything.
What handsome visitor? Oh, me!
I thought you said you knew how to handle women.
Well, I do. It's all right. Now, look here, miss. I have come from Rome at Caesar's express bidding to get...
Just one moment. Look, if you are going to get cross with me, I'll just get out of my bath and slip into something a little more comfortable, if you don't mind.
Antony can barely contain himself when Cleopatra steps out of the bath, then is wrapped in a towel.
You were saying...
He's passed out.
But Cleo knew that as Queen of Egypt, she could offer favors that a Roman general would find hard to refuse. And she knew, too, that such favors as the powerful Ptolemy might have to offer, he could stick in his ear hole.
Cleo!
Mark, you're back.
And have I got good news for you?
What is it?
You'll never guess.
No, tell me.
Ptolemy's head.
What about it?
It's fallen.
Where?
In the dust.
But how?
I cut it off.
Oh, thank you. It's just what I always wanted.
Oh, that's nothing.
So now I'm the undisputed queen of all Egypt. Do you know, I feel I ought to give you something in return.
Yes, but not in front of all the handmaidens.
No, no, no. There. Now come and sit beside me.
Do we have to have him hanging around all the time?
Sir Sarge's. Oh, he's my bodyguard. He never leaves my side.
Yes, I know, but as a matter of fact, I don't like sausages, especially overcooked.
Oh, there's nothing to fear, lover. He's a mute, and he cannot talk either.
No, but he can watch, can't he?
Well, just to please you.
Thank you.
Sir Sarge's, you may leave us.
Sir Sarge's bows and takes his leave.
Now then, that's better. You sure that's dead?
Do you know, lover, I've been thinking...
Me too.
No, 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 really, I've been thinking about all the things that you and I could do together.
That makes two of us.
If only you were emperor.
Yeah, but I'm not, am I? So let's just do with me as I am, shall we?
No, 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 but you see, you could be, supposing Caesar were to die suddenly, couldn't you?
Well, I've just given you Ptolemy's head. What more do you want?
Well, we have an old saying in Egypt, two heads are better than one.
But you don't know what you're asking. Caesar's my friend.
But it's such a little thing to ask for.
Well, that's just it. It's not a little thing. He's a big head.
You've disappointed me. Do you know, I thought that you were a real man.
I am.
Then prove it.
That's what I've been trying to do.
No, 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 no. Remember, I'm a queen and I cannot consort with anyone but an equal.
Yeah, look, supposing, just supposing I did what you wanted and I became emperor. What would be my reward?
I'll show you.
She pulls him into an embrace. Later.
Hurry back. I shall be waiting impatiently.
I'll be back. Don't you worry. Give me strength.
Antony looks completely disheveled, but happy.
Poor. Oh, poor, oh, poor.
Which, as any schoolboy knows, means boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So, as Mark Antony hurried back from Cleo to his friend Caesar in Rome, it looked as if one man's meat was going to be another man's dose of rat poison. While Caesar, his popularity and safety guaranteed by the reputation of his bodyguard Hengist, carries on as usual.
Oh, yes, very nice, dear. Thank you very much. Definitely me. Where's my laurels?
Here they are, my lord.
No, silly me. I've been resting on them.
Will that be all, my lord?
Well, you might just run an iron over those for me, dear.
Gloria curtsies, then gives Caesar a coquettish look before taking her leave.
I wish you'd get rid of that woman!
Oh, don't be like that, dear. You know very well I've only got eyes for you.
That's all I ever get nowadays, eyes.
Go along with you. Have another bunch of grapes.
Excuse me, sir. Mark Antony is here.
Oh, my friend. Let him come in.
Yes, sir. All right. You can go in now.
Thank you.
Just a minute. I'd like your sword first.
Have you gone raving mad? I'm Caesar's friend.
That's what they all say. Come on, hand over your sword.
Oh, go and get your...
What, chit? Remember what happened to Bilius and the others.
There.
That's better. Okay, you can go in now.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. How did you manage to dispatch five of them all by your idiot self?
It was quite simple, really. I'm very sorry there wasn't more of them, as a matter of fact. I don't like things to be too one-sided, you know.
Get away. Show me how you did it.
Well,
go on, show me.
Like this. I started off with a couple of quick parries, like that, you see, followed by the riposte. Then I gave him the counter thrust, followed by the pas de deux, and the old one, too. What have I done?
Forget it. Nobody will ever notice the difference.
Hengist cut the arms off the Venus de Milo.
I'm sorry, Venus. Madam.
Tony!
Julie!
Oh, it is good to see you back. How did everything go in Egypt?
What a fantastic country. You ought to see the pyramids they built and the Sphinx.
Yes, well, that's because they have no drains, of course. But how did everything go?
Oh, fine, fine.
Everything went according to plan?
Well, not quite.
What do you mean?
You remember you told me to get rid of Cleopatra and put Ptolemy on the throne?
Yes.
I did it the other way around.
Well, anyone could make a mistake, I suppose.
It wasn't a mistake. I did it on purpose, because quite frankly, I thought that she would make a much better queen than he would.
Well, she is the right sex, of course.
Not only that, she's all for us Romans.
How do you know?
She told me that her greatest ambition is to have a liaison with you.
Hang on, not in front of the wife. Hello, dear, how are you? All right? Have another melon? Tell me more about this Cleopatra. What's she like?
You have got to see her. Her hair is as black as ebony, her face is like an ivory goddess, and her neck is like a swan.
Oh, yes, go on.
Her feet like sculptured marble.
Yeah, don't leave out all the best bits.
I cannot tell you any more about this woman. She is absolute perfection. They call her the Siren of the Nile.
Oh, I hope she don't go off. I mean, they do tend to in these hot countries, don't they?
You don't want to worry about that. She's got a deep freeze running all the way around the walls of the palace.
Well, I would like to meet her, but I don't see how I can get away again so soon.
Say it's an official visit.
To do what?
Oh, tell her they want you to open a tomb or something.
Yes, it might work. Oh, I don't know, though. Look at her.
Julie, I tell you, you have never seen a beauty such as this. And underneath a raging passion, like a tempestuous stream waiting to burst its banks.
Oh, that's done it. Order my galley and find out what time the banks open.
Come on, you.
Slaves are being herded onto a waiting galley. Amongst them is Horsa. Anthony.
What was all that?
Just watching the galley slaves come aboard?
Oh. Right, now then. Before Caesar gets here, let's make quite sure we understand each other. Caesar has got to die before we reach Egypt.
I don't like it, Mark.
You don't like it? Well, I'm not asking you to do very much, am I? I mean, it's not for my good, is it? It's for the good of Rome.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. And on top of that, when I'm emperor, I'll see that you four are all right.
Oh, very well. But I wish you hadn't asked me to slay him, though.
Why not?
Well, I'm his cousin.
I can't do it, can I? I'm his friend. Here comes his new champ, Maximus Bigbonce.
Hail. Hail.
Hengist salutes Antony.
Morning, General. Are you all ready for Caesar to come aboard?
Oh, no. We're just standing here to give these seagulls a bit of practice.
Oh, yes. Well, where's the captain?
Watch it. I'm Agrippa.
And I know one or two holds myself, so you want to watch it, mate.
He's the captain. His name's Agrippa.
Well, why couldn't he say so?
Right. Now listen to me, all you men. Listen to...
He can't see over Agrippa.
Now listen to me, all you men. I'm responsible for Caesar's safety on this ship. So if any of you are thinking of starting anything, you've got to answer to me.
His visor falls down over his eyes.
I don't you think that funny. Right. Well, now check Caesar's quarters. Where are they?
Over here.
Thank you.
Hengist goes through the door but trips up.
He'll have to go too.
Hail Caesar!
Caesar! Hail!
Now, Julius, do remember what I told you. Always wear your wool vest, see the beds are aired, and don't drink the water.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, dear.
And don't have anything to do with those Eastern women. I've heard a lot of funny stories about them.
I've told you it's a purely business... Really? What sort of stories?
Well, there was this Eastern... Never mind that! Why you're taking her, I can't imagine.
I've told you, dear, I'm taking her to give to Cleopatra. I don't like turning up there without something.
Well, why couldn't you have taken me?
She wouldn't want you, dear. Now, you really must run along. We've got to go.
Well, I'm glad Daddy's going with you. At least he can keep an eye on things.
Yes, he's doing that already, the dirty... Seneca, say your farewell.
Oh, yes. Goodbye, dear.
Not to her! She's going with us.
Yes, I know, but this is more fun than saying goodbye to my daughter.
Oh, come on, stop hanging it out. We've got to get underway.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Goodbye, daughter.
Goodbye, Julius.
Goodbye. Good riddance.
And so their proud ship set sail for Egypt. Little did they know that, down in the engine room, a desperate man was preparing to bung a spanner in the machinery.
In! Out! In.
Horses rooing.
Out! Put your back into it, scum!
Will you have some, my lord?
Oh, I don't know, dear. What is it?
Delicious, my lord. It's peacock's tongues and alligator's brains in aspic.
No, thank you, dear. I don't think I'll bother.
Oh. Will you have some, my lord?
Well, I wouldn't mind a little nibble, I must say.
Ah! That'll be quite enough of that sort of thing.
I only wanted to see what was for afters.
Here, did I ever tell you about the feast Cleopatra threw for me on her barge?
Please don't mention throwing.
You are not well, my lord.
Just a little sick transit, Gloria.
In! Out! In! Out! All right, take it easy. Rest!
I can see the coast about a quarter of a mile away.
That must be Africa.
Right. What's about a little swim, eh?
Here, look out, he's coming. Right, you scum! Get ready for some rowing.
Horses strangles the slave driver with the chain of his shackles.
You've got him in.
I must have pulled the chain to our cover. Right, lads, here we go. Go up as quietly as possible, slip over the side and swim for it.
Hey, old Julie, have a bit of fruit.
Oh, I might just manage a bit of the melon. Would you like some fruit, Hengist?
Oh. What's this?
They call that a banana. Comes from Africa.
Oh. Funny, it's not a tail, isn't it?
You're supposed to take the inside out.
Oh, I see.
He tosses the inside away and eats the skin.
Oh, yes. Much better.
Oh, I meant to tell you. I had a smashing vision last night.
No, not another one.
Yes. Stop me if you've heard it before. We were all sitting in here having a meal, see? And you went out onto the deck, and there were Agrippa and all the other officers with their dirty great swords hanging out. Most enjoyable it was.
Why, what happened?
Well, they sliced your head in two and everything. Oh!
Defend yourself, Caesar!
It's true. What's true? Agrippa and the others with their swords out.
Oh, good! I've never had a vision come true before.
What's going to happen to me? What?
I told you. Your head will be sliced completely in two.
Oh, shut up. Caesar, hear me. What I am doing is for Rome. Since you are a soldier like me, I will give you the chance to face us, sword in hand, and die with dignity.
Did you hear them? They want me to go out there and face them, sword in hand, and die with dignity.
Help me!
You can borrow this if you like.
But I don't want to face them and die with dignity.
Then stick it up your toga and go out backwards.
Horsa and the other slaves sneak up onto the deck and attack Agrippa and his men from behind.
Tony, you will not let them slay me. You'll take them on, won't you?
Well, I'd like to, Julie, but you know I can never fight on a full stomach.
Oh, woe is me! Is there to be no succor?
Yeah, there's always Hengist.
Hengist, of course, my champion. Where is he?
Yes?
You will go out and face them. There are only four of them, you needn't worry. You can dispatch them quite easily.
Me?
Yes, after all, that is your job. Your chief dispatching clerk.
But they don't want me. They ask for you.
He's quite right, you know.
Why don't you mind your own business?
You'll pardon me, but it is my business. After all, it was my vision.
No good depending on that twit. Look at him. He's quivering with fright.
I've just thought of something. Why don't we all keep quiet and perhaps he'll go away?
No.
All right. I'll just take a few practice swings.
Hengist unsheathes his sword. He swipes pathetically.
Look at that. Don't make mincemeat of it.
We who are about to die. No, no, you. Oh, don't be so formal.
Hengist closes his eyes as he's pushed outside. But when he opens them, he finds Agrippa and his men defeated.
What happened?
He pretends to fight.
You wouldn't do! Right, take that!
Waiting so long, but couldn't find my usual form today.
My champion! Oh, isn't he marvelous? I must do you some honor.
Oh, it's all in the cause of duty, sir.
No, in recognition of your great services to me, Centurion Pod, I hereby invest you with the Imperial Order of the Bath.
Don't lose that. It's the plug.
Thank you, sir. But all I really want is my freedom.
Well, we'll talk about that later, when we get to Alexandria, perhaps.
If we ever get to Alexandria.
If we... What do you mean?
Well, haven't you noticed? There's nobody rowing.
Caesar, Hengist, and Antony are having to row.
Oh, isn't it sickening? The Emperor of the mighty Roman Empire paddling his own canoe.
Having arrived safely at Alexandria, Mark Antony hurried ahead to the palace for his early morning cup of tea. He was too late. Cleopatra had hogged all the milk. What a woman she was, immortalized in Macaulay's famous poem, The Lay of Ancient Rome. No wonder Antony couldn't mark time.
Cleo!
Mark!
She pulls him down so they can kiss, but his head gets dunked in the milk.
Oh, blimey. I wish you'd get out of that bath now and then.
Ah, you're cross. Don't you love your little Cleo?
I love her as much as any man could love any woman who spends half her time up to her neck in ass's milk.
Well, I only bathe 4 times a day.
They must milk those asses to a standstill.
Something's worrying my little Marquis.
I'll say there is.
But what's wrong?
I'll tell you. Caesar still lives.
Still lives?
Yeah, still lives.
You mean he's not dead?
You catch on quick.
But I don't understand. You said that you were going to get rid of him and be emperor yourself.
I know I did, but the plot went wrong. I mean, you can't get a coconut every time.
Oh, what a shame. And I was so looking forward to cementing our alliance.
Yes. Well, there'll be plenty of time to think about that sort of thing later. Right now, we've got to think what to do about Caesar. He'll be here any minute.
Caesar hobbles over and knocks at the door.
A fine way for an emperor to arrive, I must say. Slogging through half a mile of sand.
Yes?
Good morning. My name is Julius Caesar. I represent the Roman Empire.
No, thanks. Not today.
Well, really. Yeah. What do you think he is?
Antony goes over to Cleopatra.
Think. Think. There must be some way we can get rid of him.
I have a poisonous ass.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, no. I have. Look. One bite from this is enough.
You're right. One bite's enough for anyone. It's shocking.
No. It is supposed to bite you. Yes?
Julius Caesar and his party have arrived, Your Majesty. He assures you of his goodwill and sends this slave girl as a token.
All right, then. Would you take them to my guest apartments, Archimedes, and ask them to wait? Oh, and send the girl to my bedchamber.
Antony looks confused.
Well, what do we do now, then?
Bedchamber. That's it.
What's it?
Quiet. Here, bangers, sausages, whatever your name is. Go to Caesar. Tell him that your queen will meet him in her private apartments, first crow of the cock tonight. Understand?
Sesages takes his leave.
What is going on?
Look, I can't do a thing till I get him away from that bodyguard of his, and that's where you come in.
Where have I been to, then?
You haven't been anywhere. You're there. Look, try using your nut for a change. All you got to do is get Caesar alone.
Oh, that's what he's come for, money.
Alone, on his tard, by himself.
Oh, you should have said...
Look, just get him into your bedchamber. I'll be waiting there, and then we'll do it.
Do what?
Oh, blimey, there must be an easier way to make a killing.
Caesar.
That'll be Cleopatra.
Shall I let her in?
Just a minute. Give me a chance to look all sexy.
He lies back and strikes a seductive pose.
Come in.
Is that her?
Of course not. Well, what is it, my good man? You have some message for me? Well, speak up. Have you lost your tongue? Oh, well, never mind. You could lose worse things than that.
I know a bit about sign language. Let me tell him. Now, look here, my good man. That is Caesar, you know. And he wants an alliance with Cleopatra.
Sasaki's mimes a woman with big breasts.
Yes, well, never mind all the maps. When do we meet her? When?
Going to lay an egg.
No. He means at cock crow.
What cock? The morning one or the evening one?
Evening cock.
Thanks, cock. I'll be ready. Oh, and by the way, tell her I'll be bringing my bodyguard with me. There will be two of us. You understand? Two!
Signaling two, he gives Sasaji's the V sign.
What's happening? Put me down, Hengist!
Hey, that's another leg. Drop it! Drop!
Sasaji's put Caesar down.
Much better. You want to watch it, mate?
Sasaji's grabs Hengist's sword and bends it in a loop.
Well, I suppose it's his way of saying get knotted.
Now tell me again.
Well, just listen this time. Now listen. You lure Caesar into your bedchamber, right?
Yes.
I'm hidden there beforehand, right?
Yes.
Then I run him through. You got it now?
No.
Ouch.
But suppose he doesn't want to be lured?
He will if you get him in the right mood.
I know. I'll give him a love filter.
A what?
A love filter.
Oh, is that what you do out here? Filter it.
Oh, no. This stuff. You see, you put a bit of it in their wine, and then they get all sort of... well, you know.
Oh, yes. I came across some of this in Spain once. How long before your next bath?
Oh, not till this evening.
Cheers.
I usually have the blow wave.
Yes, well, I'm no good at that, sir. But I know where I am with an iron.
Be careful you don't singe me. There's nothing more off-putting in affairs of these sorts than the smell of burning. Ooh, I can smell something burning. Oh, darling, will you go down and see what it is? Spoils everything.
Yes, sir.
What is it?
Beware! The Ides of March.
Oh, dear, he's back. Where have you been?
The time has come. I've seen the writing on the wall.
Oh, so that's where you've been.
What I found in the marketplace.
Good gracious, what is it?
He can see into the future. Now go on then. You wait until you hear what he's got to say.
Soothe!
You see? He's a soothsayer.
Soothe!
Now tell them what you told me.
There is death this night. I have seen it in the fire.
What fire?
Well, gather round and have a butcher's. I will see whether the goddess will grant us a further vision. Oh, Isis! Sweet Isis!
They're lovely. I'm very sorry, sir. It's an old saying we have back in Britain.
Sweet Isis, grant us a vision. We beseech you. There! Look! A picture's forming. A vision.
Cool. Now that's what I call a vision.
Who is she? Queen Cleopatra. She is preparing herself for a most important meeting.
That'll be the one with me.
Now it is time for her to get dressed.
She needn't bother.
Oh, she's about to step out of her bath.
It's gone. What's happened?
It always happens in the most interesting parts.
Well, don't just stand there. Do something. Get it back again.
Yes, you're right. Have a go. Look, there. Look, something's starting. Something's forming.
Where?
It is later. I see Queen Cleopatra's apartment. It's all bare.
That's more like it.
It is prepared for feasting and merrymaking. And now... two men are entering. Look!
It's me.
And me.
Just look at me. A poor girl doesn't stand a chance.
There is a fanfare of trumpets. And Queen Cleopatra is brought in.
Oh, wait a minute. What's all this? Where's Cleopatra? Oh, in the carpet. All right. Beat it. Hengist, give me your sword, please. Thank you. I'll stand by that door and see that we are not disturbed.
Caesar cuts two pieces of string, then unrolls the carpet, revealing Cleopatra inside it. She smiles at him seductively.
A magnificent entrance, my dear, and worthy of a great queen.
Oh, it's just practice. So you are the great Caesar.
Ah, you recognized me.
I have seen your bust.
I wish I could say the same.
Dost thou like what thou seest?
Aye, certainly doth. Tony was right. You are lovely. I am enamored. I shall divorce Calpurnia and marry you. I shall be a great emperor. You will be a great queen. Together we shall rule the world. Any questions?
Just one. Aren't we going to cement our alliance?
Of course. I brought along a clean trowel.
Oh, no, not here. Come to my room alone in one moment.
Hengist stops him.
You're not going in there alone, sir.
Yes, it's perfectly all right, Hengist. Nothing's going to happen.
What are you going in for?
Ooh, peasant.
Come, Caesar. Sit beside me.
Caesar runs over to Cleopatra, who's sprawled out on the bed. The soothsayer's vision fades away.
It's gone again. What's the matter with the wretched thing?
Well, the car's dying.
Absolutely sickening. We're missing all the best bits.
Wait, oh, look there. Look, it started again. I see something.
What's happened? Where have we gone?
Is this a dagger that I see before me? It is.
The flames die. Caesar's passed out and Seneca's fanning him.
Caesar hadn't had such a pain in the stomach since the day the imperial cook put a mustard plaster on his lobster Thermidor. But all was not yet lost. Horsa and the other galley slaves had escaped from the galley, had swum safely to shore after beating off repeated attacks of cramp and crabs, and made their way over the desert towards the great city, guided by the smell of the drain.
I thought so. Nile water. Hey, look over there. Cleopatra's palace.
Yes, and a galley waiting for us, eh? Right, we'll rest here till it gets dark, men, then we'll swim across, find some food, and it's back home to Britain.
Where am I? He's coming too. Hurry up with that water.
I'm trying to find a clean pitcher.
Oh, forget it. Try and remember you're in Egypt. They only had dirty pitchers here.
Hengist pours powder on Caesar.
What's that?
King Tutankhamun's ashes.
No. The ashes. Now I remember. The pictures in the fire.
Tonight's the night, eh?
Oh, what's the matter? Don't you want to meet her?
Tony, I am undone. My end is in sight.
Well, you better do yourself up again quick. You can't meet her like that. What's the matter with him?
We've seen visions. Oh, they were lovely.
Visions? What visions?
Me lying on the floor of the bedchamber with a dagger in me vitals.
Yes, that one was quite good, but I prefer the one of her in her bath.
Yes, well, you don't want to pay too much attention to visions. They all get distorted and out of proportion.
You're quite right. She was a bit much here and there.
I wish you wouldn't keep talking about her in the bath. This is serious. I'm about to be treacherously slain.
Julie. Why should she want to slay you? I just spent the whole afternoon with her. And she did nothing but talk about the kicks you're going to get out of meeting you at last.
I dare say, but I think we should forget the whole thing and go home, don't you?
What? And have all Rome know that Caesar ran from a mere woman? That'd finish you.
You're quite right. You promised them an alliance.
And you're the only bloke who can get it. So just relax and enjoy your work.
Well, will you go with me when I meet her, Tony? You're my friend.
Of course I'm your friend. But I can't come with you right now. There's a young lady I met here last time, daughter of a sheikh. I don't want to disappoint her.
Oh, Arabe. I believe they're intense lovers.
Well, naturally. They do everything intense. Tense.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
No, you're quite right. Tents are too drafty.
I wish you'd stick to the point. If only that vision hadn't broken down halfway. I want to know what happened between me kissing her and me lying on the floor.
Here, wait a minute. Cleopatra doesn't know what you look like, does she?
Yeah, of course not. We've never met. Why?
Well, supposing someone were to pretend to be you, someone who was strong and handsome and vital.
What a good idea.
I found something. Here we are, then. Look, this is a very strong liquor called arak. It makes you feel a different person.
Good. Then you'd better drink it.
The stage was set. The plot was murder. And with the dying sun came the sound of the evening cockcrow. He's late. Thank you. Remember, Mark Antony was Caesar's friend. So, out of the kindness of his heart, he was determined not to tickle him with a jagged edge.
Antony sharpens his blade.
Right, here goes.
He goes into Cleopatra's boudoir and hides under the bed. Horse and the slaves appear on the balcony.
There's hospitality for you. Tell the others to come on up.
Horsa climbs over the ledge and tiptoes inside. He's tucking into some food when Gloria enters.
You!
Horsa!
Gloria!
Oh, am I dreaming? Is it really you?
I never thought I'd see you again. I searched for you all over Britain.
I can hardly believe it that you should...
It's all right, they're friends of mine. It's all right, lads. Help yourselves.
The slaves rush over and start tucking in.
Now, look, there's no time to explain now. We have a galley below here. Now, climb down to it and wait for us. All right, love? Off you go. Seth, guard the door. Right, lads, let's get as much of this stuff as we can into the galley. Come on, quick, someone's coming. Well, there's no time to get back. Quick, follow me.
They all run into the bedroom. Archimedes.
In here, gentlemen, please. Her Majesty will be with you in just one minute.
Thank you.
Oh, no, not you. Out.
Oh, can't I stay and watch?
No, you can't, you dirty old sage. Go on, out.
Now, for heaven's sake, relax. Hmm? Stop playing with your thing.
Oh, I can't relax. I'm not used to this sort of thing.
What do you mean, what sort of thing?
Oh, you know, making passionate love and all that.
What? But you've been married for 10 years.
That's what I mean. I'm not used to it.
Oh, for Jupiter's sake, it's not as difficult as that. You saw the visions. You saw how I did it.
And I saw what happened to you, too.
Oh, you needn't worry. That won't happen to you. You are impregnable.
Oh, please. I've explained about that once. Come on.
Having swapped costumes, Caesar coaxes Hengist into the bedroom. They go over to the bed while Antony tries to remain hidden.
What are you doing?
Making sure she hasn't got a dagger hidden in the bed.
Come on, help me. Something under the bed.
No, it's all right. It won't be in that. Come on.
Seneca sneaks into the bedroom's outer chamber, hiding inside a giant ornamental urn. He hides when Caesar and Hengist enter.
Well, there's no dagger there, so stop worrying.
Hey. That wasn't there before.
What? Oh, it must have been. Don't be so nervy. What you need is a good stiff drink.
No, thank you. I don't want one. Yes, I do.
Antony peers out from under the bed and sees the giant urn moving around.
Blimey, she must be selling tickets.
That'll be her.
No, that wasn't a cockcrow, that was a fanfare.
It's a fantailed cock by now. Pull yourself together.
Sesages carries the wrapped carpet in and places it on the floor.
Well, don't just stand there. Open it. Go on, open it.
Hengist cuts the two pieces of string.
Why? What are...
Oh, go on, unroll it.
Hold on.
He unrolls the carpet too vigorously, and Cleopatra spins out of the other end and crashes into the table of food. She tosses a chicken leg over her shoulder.
Madam Mite, I'm terribly sorry.
Carry on, my dear. Oh, that's not part of you, is it? No. There, mighty Caesar does not know his own mighty strength.
So, you are the great Caesar.
That's right. No, I'm his body belt. A bodyguard. He is Caesar.
Oh, you do not look like your bust.
No, he's not. He's just a bit cracked.
Dost thou like what thou seest, Caesar?
Well, go on, tell her. You know the speech. Tony was right. You are lovely.
Tony was right. I'm lovely.
I am an emperor. You will be a great queen.
You are an emperor. I'm a great queen.
No great queen. What Caesar is trying to say, and making a right imperial mess of it, is that he's completely captivated by your beauty and wishes to form an alliance.
Oh, yes.
And all that stuff.
Well, I do not make alliances in public, Caesar.
Oh, well, that's that then. I'd better be going.
Wait a minute, come back. No, you don't understand. He's a bit shy.
Oh, is that all? I've got something that'll overcome that.
She pours some liquid into a goblet and adds a few drops of potion.
What's that?
It, shall we say, makes one feel a little more friendly. Drink this and come to my room in 1 minute, alone.
She leaves them.
Well, go on, drink it then.
In her boudoir, she changes behind a screen into an exotic black dress. She checks her beaded hair in the mirror, then crouches by the bed.
Are you there?
Of course I'm here. How much longer are you going to be?
Hengist's hit by the power of the potion, and a smile creeps across his lips.
Has it worked?
Yeah. Give me a kiss.
No, not me. It's her.
Yeah. That would be a bit better. Yes.
Get up on my
board.
Now, wait a minute. Don't overdo it. You've got to...
Don't tell me what to do. Pheasant.
Ah, you feel better, Caesar.
Full of lust, Hengist runs over, scoops her up into his arms, and plants a kiss on her lips.
I say, let's have a drink of that stuff yourself.
You are better. Excuse me, I feel a bit faint. That's better. Now, come and sit beside me and we'll work out our alliance.
He steps back a little unsteadily, then dabs some of Cleopatra's perfume on his neck. Then he bounds back over to her and leaps onto the bed, sending it crashing to the floor. Anthony crawls out from beneath the broken bed, nursing his head. As he stands up, he comes face to face with Hengist.
You mess things up once too often.
Look out, Hengist!
Horsa, where have you been?
No time for that now. To the galley, lads!
Right, let's get out of here.
The slaves run to the balcony.
Wait! What about poor old Caesar?
Well, leave him!
I can't! I'm his bodyguard!
Did you see? That was Tony in there, waiting for me with a dagger!
Oh, never mind that!
But he was my friend!
Oh, come on!
Right, give me your sword.
Oh, no, let Hengist. He's best at it. Oh,
what?
No,
look, lass, you got this all wrong, it wasn't...
Sasagi's attacks, and Hengist does his best to parry his blows. Hengist pushed backwards, and he retreats down the steps into the bath of milk. Sasagi follows him. Hengist drops under the surface, then pops back up and spits some milk at Sasagi's. He climbs back out the other side of the bath, and Sasages chases him round and round a decorated screen. Sasages waits on one side, trying to hear Hengist move. Suddenly, he falls and rolls into the bath. Hengist stabbed him through the screen.
I did it! I actually did it!
Well done.
Come on.
Hengist tosses his sword into the bath. Smiling, he, Horse and Caesar run towards the balcony. Hengist stops to grab a vial of the potion. Seneca hurries after them, still in the urn.
Oh, wait for me! Wait for me! Wait for me!
Seneca jumps over the balcony and the urn smashes.
Who's this?
Just call me Urn.
And so it was that Caesar's life had been saved for the third time. He was able to sail home to Europe from Africa without having been stabbed, poisoned, choked, or married. On the other hand, he now faced the somewhat tricky task of selling the Senate on the idea of the wind of change.
Well, gentlemen, here we are again. Are you all right then?
The senators surround Caesar and stab him repeatedly.
Oh, hello, hello. Do I detect a feeling of animosity here? Stabbed 6 times? Am I to end thus? Perforated? Oh, et tu, Brute? Oh, so dies Caesar. Let me just say these last words to you. Friends, Romans,
countrymen.
I know. Oh, what's the use?
Hengist and Horsa return to Britain, where Gloria shyly allowed Horsa to lead her to the altar.
He pulls her by her hair.
Hengist, too, had been far from idle. Travel had opened up for him a new life that was rich and full.
Wouldn't you like to come inside for a bit, darling?
I might.
He sighs, and after Senna's gone, takes a swig of the potion. He shakes for a moment before bounding into the cave.
And as for Mark and Cleo, life was just one long Saturday night.
Oh, there you are. I've been looking for you everywhere.
Anthony throws himself into her bath. The end.